It's Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station, Zero, MK, and E. Sometimes you just need a little bit of feedback in life from people that don't have any skin in the game, and that's why we do the one, the only.
It's group therapy with the Playhouse in the Morning.
All right, Elle, what's going on?
Okay, so my 21-year-old daughter, she has a boyfriend who apparently his lease has ended. And they came to me and they asked me if he could move in with us. And I just, number one, don't know what to think with having him move in. I don't know him extremely well. The other situation is, you know, I would be completely naive to think that nothing's going to happen under our roof. But I just... You know, as a mom, I don't even want to think about that, but I have to think about it, and I just need to know, like, I need some advice. What would others do in this situation?
Well, it kind of seems like there's a few different avenues we could cover, like, you know, do you even let him live there? Do you set up those ground rules? Or do you just kind of go there adults? If it happens, it happens. We'll talk about it, okay?
All right. Thank you all so much for the help.
Yeah. So her 21-year-old adult daughter currently lives at home. And she's like, well, you know, my boyfriend, well, pretty serious. I'd like him to move in with me. That's also with you.
Sounded like a prayer.
Do you have some sort of conversation about that? Do you let that happen? You say yes, but you guys ain't getting hanky-panky in this house. Maybe hanky pancakes, but no hanky-panky.
She's 21. You have to assume your daughter's doing that. Don't be naive.
Well.
But is that what's stopping her from wanting him to move in? I think there's so much more.
Yeah.
He's an adult. He should have his own place. You should be teaching your daughter responsibility. If you are going to let him move in, I think both him and the daughter now pay rent and pay for utilities and help with other bills.
Yeah, I'd say that. Or you definitely have to, if you're going to let him move in, which honestly... My first instinct is no, don't.
Yeah.
If you do, you would absolutely want to set a timetable of when they're leaving, and that would not be long either. I would say I gave you tops 4 months to get your stuff together, you know, get your finances together and find your own place.
Yeah, it seems like if the two of them want to live together, maybe they should, like, you know, find an apartment together and not with her. Any thoughts on it? 237. It's text 3527.
Oh, the Morning Playhouse.
Are you ready?
The Y94 Morning Playhouse. Mornings.
Very hilariously entertaining.
Y94.
Playhouse Y94 in the middle of group therapy today with Elle, who had this to say so far.
Okay, so my 21-year-old daughter, she has a boyfriend who apparently his lease has ended, and they came to me and they asked me if he could move in with us. And I just, number one, don't know what to think with having him move in. I don't know him extremely well. The other situation is, you know, I would be completely naive to think that nothing's going to happen under our roof. But I just, you know, as a mom, I don't even want to think about that, but I have to think about it. And I just need to know, like, I need some advice. What would others do in this situation?
All right. 237. It's text 35270. Hello.
I mean, I think it's her house. I think it should be her rules. You know, obviously she can't tell her daughter what to do, but she can certainly tell her to be, like, respectful and mindful of, like, when and how loud. So I would just pull my daughter aside and set pretty definitive ground rules, so, you know, she knows what to expect. Otherwise, she can go find her own apartment.
Yeah. Was it you, E, that was like, you know, if you let this happen, you have, like, an end time? Like, how long is this lasting? Are you guys looking for a place? Is he looking for a place? Like, how long is this? I think that's an important part of this, too.
Yeah, it's definitely not a permanent or even a long-term solution, I would say, if you let them do this.
His lease is ending. Where was he planning on living? He can either re-up his lease where he currently is, find a new place. There's a billion apartments in the area.
And car washes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, we got some of those. Yeah. You see them for text there, Amy.
Someone said, absolutely no. Why is she considering? Another person said, everyone is an adult. Have a sit-down discussion on it. 21 isn't actually that way old when you're thinking about it. Having a solid but loving guidance is always helpful. If him moving in is a go, draw up like a six-month lease or a one-month trial period. Set rules and boundaries. Someone else said, if she wants a boyfriend to move in, then changes need to be made. He'll have to be looking for a job if he's not looking for one. Food needs to be bought separately. All rent and utilities need to be paid 50-50, and cleaning needs to be done 50-50.
Agreed. Also, investment opportunity. If anybody wants to invest in my new business, you know how some people like live over like a restaurant or something?
Mm-hmm.
What if there's a car wash that had apartments above it?
It's got to exist already.
Compartments.
Ooh, I like it.
Don't you think it would be loud?
Yeah, I don't know. They make them out of like solid concrete now. Those buildings are legit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe if there was a car wash attached with all the other businesses, I'd enjoy that.
And if you live there, free washes.
Ooh.
They would never do that.
Actually, they probably would, guys. Aren't a lot of them like $20 a month for like a unlimited kind of thing somewhere around there?
Yeah, I mean, you work in the lease. It ain't free. Come on now.
Maybe, but I doubt it. I live at a place with a bunch of restaurants and everything below it. I get nothing free out of it.
Compartments. Invest now. I'm going to set up a Venmo. I have no experience, no connections, but you Venmo me some money. I'll get it set up. I'm going to see if the username Compartments is available. Compartments.
Bring it to the Sharks, right? The Mark Cuban. See if they'll invest.
Yeah. There's one of them rich guys in town that's building stuff all the time, knocking down buildings, building other buildings. Mm-hmm. I need one of them. Compartments. You can just license my idea if you want to and my name. I'm going to podcast this with the date on it. You steal it, I'm suing you.
Perfect.
Compartments. This aired on February 2nd, 2023. At 8:12 a.m.
Boom.
All right. So 21-year-old daughter wants the boyfriend to move in. What you think?
I mean, honestly, if they've had the conversation and it's still going to be a thing, guess what? Don't move in. You don't get to live here if you're not going to abide. Like, it's just one thing, you know? I say don't even let them move in.
There you go. Thank you so much. Good morning.
I would say they can't have sex in the house, so it gives them the drive to move out. Because, like, that's going to be really crazy to have to deal with that. And, you know, if you're just being nice and letting them stay, then you got to have your rules. And your house rules are no sex in the house. And they're going to have to leave. You know, they're going to have to get their jobs and get their act together in their own place. Or just don't let them in.
Also, an option. I do like that's the conversation. Sure, yeah, adult daughter that still lives with me. Your boyfriend can move in. But you're always keeping clothes on. Chastity, belting it up.
And are they staying in the same room? I'm going to tell you. You could tell your daughter it's not happening. They're going to break the rule.
He sleeps in the shed.
Is there a separate guest room? I was just wondering.
Yes, he shed.
It's a he shed now.
That's what it is.
It'll
get warmer in a couple months. Get better.
He's got to tolerate it.
Hello?
So your home, a person's home is like their sanctuary. Like it's their safe spot, right? And it's somewhere where you should feel 100% totally comfortable and whatever else, maybe. You can tell just by, like, the way she speaks the advice and the tone in her voice that she's already not comfortable with it.
Yeah. Probably just shouldn't do it, honestly. Just say, listen, if you're serious enough that he should live in this house, you're serious enough to go look for an apartment. You're 21. Go right ahead.
He already had an apartment. He has one. The lease is ending. Why not just re-sign it and have her move in with him?
Yeah, it can't be. And if it's too expensive in an apartment, because there's plenty of very affordable apartments, I would say, around town.
Well, and she moves in there, you just now cut that rent in halvesies.
Yeah.
Yep.
You cut that rent into halvesies. Yes, you do. Sorry, we talked about baby talk earlier, and it's stuck in my head.
Coming up next.
Hey, mailbag situation, Sizzler yet today as well. Hold up.
Good morning, Playhouse.